start the show. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Open Mic Roundtable. Today, we're going to talk about something that I covered in the past, maybe about 4 months ago, so it's not that old, but a lot of people kind of missed it, and I kind of want, like, I kind of wanted to get more opinions, but not everybody can make it in. But anyway, I wanted to talk about this, because this is very important, and a lot of shit went down to get this information, and it was basically pushed under the rug, and it's very big shit. You may have seen the video where I freaked out and everything else, but I'm going to do it a little bit more calm and just kind of really break it down and see what people think of this, with my live round table here. But basically, this is from BuzzFeed News, and I hate this website usually because BuzzFeed is usually bullshit. But in this one situation, they actually had two people come together to go through some court processes to get documents from the CIA due to the Freedom of Information Act. They had to win. They basically won this shit in the court case, and they were able to publish it. Unfortunately, nobody else in the media bothered to publish it. Now, this article was released on December the 1st, and it's pretty much a smoking gun, but nobody's really talked about it. And it's really bizarre. But it says, secret CIA files say staffers committed sex crimes involving children. And basically it says, declassified CIA Inspector General reports show a pattern of abuse and a repeated decision by federal prosecutors not to hold agency personnel accountable. Over the past 14 years, the Central Intelligence Agency has secretly amassed credible evidence that at least 10 of its employees and contractors committed sexual crimes involving children. Though most of these cases were referred to U.S. attorneys for prosecution, only one of the individuals was ever charged with a crime. Keep that in mind. Prosecutors sent the rest of the cases back to the CIA to handle internally, meaning few face any consequences beyond the possible loss of their jobs and security clearances. That marks a striking deviation from how sex crimes involving children have been handled at other federal agencies such as the Department of Homeland Security and the Drug Enforcement Administration. CIA insiders say the agency resists prosecution of its staff for fear the cases will reveal state secrets. The revelations are contained in hundreds of internal agency reports obtained by BuzzFeed News through Freedom of Information Act lawsuits. One employee had sexual contact with a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old. He was fired. A second employee purchased 3 sexually explicit videos of young girls filmed by their mothers. He resigned. A third employee estimated that he had viewed up to 1,400 sexually abusive images of children while on agency assignments. The records do not say what action, if any, the CIA took against him. A contractor
To be fair, he probably just disappeared.
Yeah. A contractor who arranged... Listen to this. A contractor who arranged for sex with an undercover FBI agent posing as a child had his contract revoked. Only one of the individuals cited in these documents was charged with a crime. In that case, as in the only previously known case of a CIA staffer being charged with child sex crimes, the employee was also under investigation for mishandling classified material. The CIA did not answer detailed questions, saying only that the agency takes all allegations of possible criminal misconduct committed by personnel seriously. A spokesperson for the East District of Virginia, where many of the criminal referrals were sent, also did not answer detailed questions, saying the district takes seriously its responsibility to hold accountable federal government employees who violate federal law within our jurisdiction. 4 former officials who are familiar with how internal investigations work in intelligence agencies told BuzzFeed News there are many reasons that prosecutors might not pursue a criminal case. One of them, familiar with the workings of the CIA's Office of the Inspector General, said the agency is concerned that in a criminal case it could lose control of sensitive information. The former official who reviewed the declassified Inspector General reports characterized the concern from CIA lawyers as, "We can't have these people testify because they may inadvertently be forced to disclose sources and methods." The official, who noted the agency has had a problem with child abuse images stretching back decades, said they understand the need to protect sensitive and classified equities. However, for crimes of a certain class, whether it's an intelligence agency or not, you just have to figure out how to prosecute these people. Sexual crimes involving children, including the viewing of images of abuse, have been uncovered at other agencies that handle sensitive information. In a November 2009 report, the Department of Defense acknowledged that dozens of Pentagon staff members or contractors had such images. In 2014, the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community found that two officials from the National Reconnaissance Office, which oversees America's spy satellites, acknowledged viewing images of child sexual abuse during polygraph examinations. At a symposium in 2016, Daniel Payne, a top Pentagon security official, said that when workers' computers were examined, the amount of child porn I see is just unbelievable. The fuck? The child abuse revelations are drawn from an unprecedented release of reports by the CIA's Office of the Inspector General. BuzzFeed News gained access to these documents after a decade-long pursuit, which included 13 public records requests and three separate Freedom of Information Act lawsuits. Those requests, the earliest of which date back to 2012, were for investigations closed by the Office of the Inspector General, which acts independently of the agency to examine misconduct by employees or contractors. New requests were filed each subsequent year. At first, the CIA did not respond to the requests. Look at that. Listen to that. They didn't even respond. Then it said it would take years to provide any documents. Those requests were followed in 2014, 2015, and 2020 by lawsuits, and the agency entered into negotiations about what documents to release. The COVID pandemic delayed the process by a year, but the agency finally began to release the documents in March and will release the final set in December. BuzzFeed is publishing the reports here for public review, which, yes, you can read them on the link in the link. Among more than 3,000 pages covering the years 2004 to 2019 are investigations big and small involving billing irregularities by contractors, a spy who expensed a visit to an overseas gentleman's club, an employee who used government computer systems to resell more than 700 items purchased at yard sales. Other reports have been the subject of previous news coverage, like the CIA's involvement in the production of the film Zero Dark Thirty, the torture of detainees held at black site prisons, and a decades-old operation in Peru that led to the death of missionaries. More recent reports show that a CIA employee was investigated in October 2018 for using agency computer systems and databases to conduct unofficial searches on her brother, and that the Inspector General substantiated allegations in January 2018 memorandum that another CIA employee violated the Hatch Act, which limits political activity by civil servants in the executive branch. The documents also reveal the pattern of sexual abuse cases, whereby internal investigators unearth evidence of sexual crimes involving children, but federal prosecutors brought no charges. As is typical of intelligence documents, the records have been heavily redacted. Among the information that has been hidden are the names of the accused employees and contractors and details about their jobs at the CIA. The agency cites privacy reasons, national security, and a federal law that exempts the CIA from disclosing details about its operations. It says right here, 13, during his 17th November 2008 interview with OIG, he admitted to SA that on about blank or blank had inappropriate sexual activity with an unidentified 2-year-old girl. This is a member of the CIA. The blank police department was unable to identify the female victim's name. In his 17th February 2009 statement to SA, blank admitted to having inappropriate sexual contact with blank blank, the then 6-year-old blank blank blank, on two separate occasions. That's a 2 and a 6-year-old. Jesus! Not knowing the identities of the suspects is hindrance in identifying these cases and why they were declined, the spokesperson for the Eastern District of Virginia said. So the CIA is basically covering their asses because they don't have the names of the victims.
Right.
Of the 10 workers who the Inspector General found had committed sexual crimes involving children, 5 were fired or resigned. 4 others were referred to a personnel board or the Office of Security, which investigates classified leaks and is responsible for the safety of CIA facilities. They let them go there. The outcome of one case in which 10 child sexual abuse images were discovered on a CIA computer that had been left unattended is unknown. The employee to whom that device was assigned said he switched computers while he was overseas. He denied using it to view such material. In an 11th case, the Inspector General received a complaint in November 2016 that an employee used a government computer to view child sexual abuse images. Although the investigators couldn't corroborate the allegation, they discovered that he had shown a consistent interest and pattern of redacted conversations involving sexual activities between adults and minors. The Inspector General alerted security officials and the Directorate of Science and Technology because the accusation raised potential security and accountability issues. Details of how the case was resolved and any penalties the employee faced are redacted. Beyond the CIA's handling of these cases, questions linger over why U.S. attorneys chose not to charge anyone, even when they seem to have significant evidence. Prosecutors generally have wide discretion over whether to bring criminal charges. They can judge the evidence too old or weak. Too old? Really? Consider a crime victim's desire to proceed with prosecution and weigh the chances of convincing a jury. The occupation or employer of the suspect does not factor into that evaluation, the spokesperson for the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Virginia said. While we cannot comment on the reasons why specific cases were declined, we do take very seriously any allegation that our prosecutors declined a potential case based on an improper assessment of the relevant factors. It appears that at least half of the sexual abuse investigations originated with a confession. The documents do not spell out the circumstances surrounding those statements or whether they emerged during grueling, full-scope polygraph examinations that can probe every part of CIA employees' and contractors' lives. During those screenings, one former intelligence official told BuzzFeed News it is not uncommon for a candidate to admit unlawful behavior in order to prove they aren't lying, only later to realize that their statement might have sunk their chance to work for the agency and even put them in legal jeopardy. Such statements are sent to the Inspector General, which then tries to collect evidence proving the crime occurred, but that gives the subject time to delete or destroy evidence, said the former official. That's what happened in January 2010, when CIA contractor logged into a chat room using an agency IP address and solicited sex from an FBI agent posing as a child. The contractor, wow, the CIA got in trouble by the FBI. That's just funny. The contractor acknowledged an obsession with childhood sexual abuse images, but by the time the Inspector General obtained a search warrant and seized the man's computer, someone had removed the hard drives and thrown them away, according to the reports. Wow, imagine that.
Tampering with evidence.
On 8 of April 2010, Special Agent S.A. contacted the CIA office of Inspector General OIG regarding agency contractor blank blank. SA blank advised OIG that blank had allegedly solicited an undercover SA from the FBI in an online chat room in an attempt to travel interstate for purposes of having sex with what he believed to be an underage child. 16. A review of chat transcripts provided by the FBI indicated that blank was engaged in a chat with an undercover SA from the FBI UC using the account name blank. Entered the chat room on blank, blank, and blank. Another CIA employee signed an affidavit admitting he used a government laptop to view photographs and videos of girls as young as 10 being abused by an older guy. What? The employee acknowledged that he first began seeking child sexual abuse images when he was in college and viewed as many as 1,400 while on assignment for the agency. He told CIA investigators that he was truly sorry, but also he did not understand that it was a violation of agency policy to access child pornography until he took the agency information security course. How do you not know that? Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry, I didn't know it was a violation to access child porn.
This is why vigilantes exist. The fucking system clearly is not working here.
No.
But here's the shitty part with vigilantes.
Okay.
Yeah, vigilantes exist, yes, they help. But the shitty part is vigilantes only two steps away from becoming the things they're trying to stop.
That's true.
And half the time, vigilantes become the things they're trying to stop.
That's true.
You're fine.
But in several...
Because look at Rorschach, even though he was a hero, at any point, he could have became just like the fangs he was trying to stop.
Absolutely. But in several of the cases, prosecutors had plenty to go on. During investigation that ended in August 2009, an official with a security clearance acknowledged having sexual contact with two girls, ages 2 and 6, and downloading illicit images while working for the CIA. The Inspector General started a broad inquiry and attempted to identify the victims. Okay, number 12, as detailed below, Blank admitted to OIG that inappropriate sexual contact with one child victim and an inappropriate sexual activity with a second child victim. Additionally, Blank examination confirmed Blank was found to have extensively downloaded child pornography. Extensively! The investigators found that he had extensively downloaded abuse material, such as 63 videos of children between 8 and 16. The man, listen to this, the man regularly used the government Wi-Fi to download the material. He distributed it to others, and he brought the photos back into the U.S. after he returned from a trip overseas. Despite the admissions and the evidence that investigators found on his devices, prosecutors from the Eastern District of Virginia declined to take up a criminal case. Of course they did. They told the Inspector General there were taint issues, a term that is sometimes used to refer to mishandled evidence. The attorneys also said that the girls in those videos had not been previously identified child pornography victims, making it harder to prove they were minors. But if Joe Bob gets arrested for, oh yeah, he's definitely, yeah. That's crazy. On the 19th of August, 2009, Assistant U.S. Attorney Blank of the Eastern District of Virginia U.S. Attorney's Office declined prosecution of Blank based on taint issues from the Blank information and the lack of previously identified child pornography victims in his videos. So, if they're not victims, then, I mean, how, they have to be violated before? Like, that doesn't make any sense. By contrast, in the only two cases known to have led to criminal charges, both parties were also accused of serious offenses related to classified information. According to August 26, 2013, Inspector General report, an investigation into a CIA contractor suspected of being in possession of child sexual abuse images turned up classified material stored on his personal hard drive and numerous technical documents related to the agency's systems on his laptop. The contractor was fired and stripped of his security clearance. He later pleaded guilty to child abuse charges and registered as a sex offender. The report says the contractor was sentenced, but the details along with his name were redacted. In the other case, CIA software engineer Joshua Schultz was charged in 2018 with possession of child sexual abuse images as part of a much larger investigation into the largest leak of classified information in the agency's history. Known as Vault 7 and published by WikiLeaks, the trove of documents revealed secret tools that the CIA used to hack into computers. It was prosecuted under the Espionage Act. Schultz faces a separate trial on the child sexual abuse charges. He has pleaded not guilty. And you can read the hundreds of reports obtained by BuzzFeed right there on the article. You can Google it. It'll show it to you. But yeah, it's crazy. Everything is redacted, man. Like, there's 75 pages, but everything is pretty much redacted. So, there you go. Okay, so that's what I had to say on this one. Hold on. I think I had some kind of... Wait. Okay. Did you guys hear me? Did I go out? Am I still good?
Yeah, you're still good.
Okay. Because it... Yeah, every time it tries to load up the actual documents, it freezes everything. It's weird, right? But, yeah, I was... Yeah, I read all those. I mean, that's hard to believe. And, I mean, isn't that like a smoking gun? Like, why isn't everybody, even Fox News, you know, the one that people would figure would break that story, they haven't said anything about it. You know? I mean, that would be something to get people kind of, you know, an uproar about, I think.
That's easy, Graham. It's called It Doesn't Fit the Narrative.
Yeah, well, I mean, and it's like we have information, but because they redact all the names of the victims... They're like, oh, well, we can't prove because we don't have the names for the victims. And we can't reveal the names of the victims because that would jeopardize your security clearance, your security methods. So, there's just no way to vindicate these people. And I think it gets even worse. Let me see. I think there's a little bit more on this particular article. Let me see if I can get it. Let me see. Just 1 second. Let's see if I can get that back and scroll all the way down past the... Let's see. All the way down past the... Because there's some more that was said. Actually, let me see if this is on archive. Alright, let me look up archive.is real quick. I'm going to see if this is on archive. Oh, I guess they've changed their name to archive.ph. I guess it's the same stuff. It'll probably say this was... Yeah, this was archived 3 months ago. Alright. So there's a little bit more here. Thankfully, archive was able to finish it. Alright. Oh no, that was it. Nope, that was it. That was all that was said. Yeah, that's crazy though, right? I mean, they had stuff that mothers were... You know what's crazy? Did you catch that one part of the statement where they were talking about mothers had filmed videos of their own children? Did you catch that? Because that seems to be the most degenerate fucking shit I've ever heard in my entire life. That...
But Grim, women care more for their kids than the fathers do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I was really sickened by that. Just... ridiculous how... Okay. Just ridiculous, man.
Yeah, people in the system won't do shit, so the people got to do it themselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, it's bad. You don't really think it's that bad. I mean, if you were, you know, you talk about people that are real fucking pedophiles that are really doing shit. Dude, they get the wall, but these people, they don't get the wall. They just, like, lose their job, or maybe they just... They get promoted to desk duty. One person got promoted to where they look at that leaks. Oh yeah, well you're gonna be in charge of all the leaks from our organization now. I'm like,
Spawn and Batman wouldn't just if the system actually fucking worked, but nope.
No, the system just getting worse and worse and worse. I was arguing with a mother, I don't know, from fucking Canada, I think. Some Canadian Karen. She's like, why does it matter to you if my kid is in fourth grade and wants to dress like a man and identify as a boy? You know, that's what she's saying. Basically, I'll stop this for a second and I'll read you that shit, because I had a lot to say to her. But basically, I did. I had a lot to say to her. But I'll basically go ahead and show her what she said to me. Okay, good. She didn't reply. I didn't think she would. White Karen, by the way. Basically, she says... Because I said it's actively being pushed on children. I said, look, I don't care what you do when you're an adult as long as you don't push it on children. And she says, actively being pushed on children how? My fourth grader has a boy in school and dresses like a girl and nobody cares. My seventh grader has a transgender science teacher, born female, identifies as a male, no one cares. If all of these kids don't give a shit, why should anyone else? Don't waste a minute of your time worrying about something that doesn't affect you at all. So, the fourth grader has a boy in school that dresses as a girl. And, I mean, I don't know. I just don't think...
The kids don't know. Why would they complain? They don't know any fucking better.
Right. I don't care what you do when you're grown up, when you're a grown adult. I really don't care what you do. But when you try to push this stuff on children... And when you say, oh, yeah, this is the way it's supposed to be, and... No. And the hormones. I literally said, I don't want these kids fucking around with hormones. I don't want them fucking around with hormones. Like, I mean, they make the argument that, you know, you got to be 16 to drive a car. You know, technically. So why in the hell do you let them change their bodies in ways that they might not be able to change back, you know, earlier than fucking 16? Oh, you're in fourth grade. Sure, you can use hormones. No. Now, I've heard from a psychologist that they don't do that shit. That's one thing they don't do. That they don't allow the kids to use the hormones at that young of an age. But
I can say that.
Ken said that, but also another psychologist that I know has actually been doing it way longer than Ken. He just likes to keep himself secret. He has such, you know, right. There's two types of people that want to be anonymous. The first type of people is those that, you know, they just don't want to get doxxed, you know? Like, they don't have a lot to lose. They just don't want everybody coming after them and starting shit. And then there's those that have such an esteemed position in society that if they were to get doxxed, it would fuck everything over.
Right.
So, basically, that's who he is. He's one of those guys. He's one of the guys that, yeah... He's done a lot in his lifetime as far as mental health is concerned. And he says, yeah, they don't do that. But he's kind of worried that they're, you know... I mean, some people are worried that they're going to start doing that. That they're going to start trying to push that and make it normal. To start trying to give kids hormones.
I need a key. Well, I can't have fucking respect for people that have kids nowadays. I keep trying to tell them, but they don't want to listen. They think it's like the 1900s and think nothing's wrong. But so I just say I don't care for these
people. I mean, to be fair, you can't stop. There is some...
Yeah, you can't. Yeah,
you... So if you think you can keep telling them to do it, you're yelling at a wall. You might want to just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to go nowhere. It's going to go nowhere, and it's sad, you
There's
know?
Some people that legitimately want to have it, and at that point, you kind of got to be happy for them.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
God, the birth rate hit zero, as I keep saying.
Yeah, oh, the birth rate is...
But at that point, you're just screaming at birth.
Yeah, I know. The birth rate is done. I think Undead Chronic did a video on that. Undead Chronic did a video on that today about how feminists have destroyed the birth rate. Yeah, I know that.
But then at some point you're going to just be happy for people that legitimately have been trying for a while to have a child.
No, I know I have no sympathy for them. Fuck them.
I don't think you quite understood, so let me rephrase that. Because I think you're running at such a certain mindset that it's not comprehending to you. I'm talking about the ones that may have been trying for 5 years. Graham, I think you know what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
On and off have tried for so long to have one that finally had one. Those are the people you can be really happy for.
No, I still can't. I'm supposed to look at the environment.
Well, no.
What homeschooling is for?
Yeah,
but you get what I'm saying, Graham. You get what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, I get. I totally get what he's saying.
Yeah, the people that have been trying for like 5 years to have one, that literally want to have one. You do get people that have a mindset so fully funded that I think they forget that part of the equation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I understand completely when people are trying to have. I like when people, you know, I do like when people, like TFM said, you know, if you're one of the 1 in 10 that you can do it, you know, go for it. Now, with marriages, children, all that, if you think you can do it and you think it'll work out for you, do it. Because sometimes you get lucky. Not all the time, and even less now, but sometimes you do get lucky. So, I mean, if somebody gets lucky, I'm not going to fucking knock it.
That do want people just not happy. Because of
Yeah. Because
that's a whole nother can of worms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, I know there's people out there that want to have a family and all that kind of stuff. And I understand if they can have a family and they want to do it and they have the right means and they find a decent-ass person and they can do it and they can get it to work for them, fine. But it's just very rare these days that something like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
happens. And it's getting worse. I think that's the... Okay. All right, so I beat that level. All right. Oh, shit, right. I have to literally type in... Okay. Okay, good. We're good. I have to god mode every level. That's one thing about this game.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to add god mode quick or they'll just start taking you down. Those zombies took me down to like 5 health. This shit gets Dark Souls mode really fast. Yeah, this shit gets hard really fast. That's what I mean. It's not like Doom. Doom I can get through easy. This game, they fucking just run after you and... Yeah, hit you hard. But, yeah, like I was saying, yeah, it's a bad situation. I don't know what we're gonna do about it. I don't think there's anything we can do about it. I think that things are just going to continue to go the way they are. My response to her...
People who don't do anything, but...
I have a
What about those that... What if you can't do anything? Yeah.
I have a response to her, though. I have a response. I have two responses on this same... Because I did two responses on the same post. And basically, I said, most women who transition over to men transition right back into women again. And again, Crest proved that. He talked about that with trans visibility. Or, what is it? Detransition Visibility Day? So it's silly. He said, it's silly to me.
Women transition. It's always the female to males that transition back.
Yeah.
Not the male to females.
But I have nothing against guys who do it because it actually gives them more privileges. Hence the whole masculine presenting transgender lesbian thing.
Because the men transforming to women have been on.
I know guys who had that put on their license. It's like a cheat code for life. As long as you don't identify as a man but can present as one, it gets you out a whole lot of shit in today's society. No, I don't think kids should be fucking around with hormones and changing their bodies. You can tell me all you want. You can yell at me all you want. I yell back and louder. But I don't have the time for that BS. Before all this shit, they just called it mental illness. I mean, you were just gay. You didn't have to be a woman to get with a straight man. You just got with another man. I have nothing against gays, lesbian, whatever. Just the whole identity bullshit is going too far. And it's a Gundam made a video on how these kids want to identify as bugs and demons on TikTok. And they're trying to push that bullshit. Same as kids who are getting psychological tics from watching TikTok videos of people with Tourette's. Yep, that's a thing.
I heard about that.
Then, you know, we have minors trading nude images of themselves all over the school like Pokemon cards. Back in my day, you could get locked up for that shit. I can't believe the shit I'm hearing out of high schools these days. I mean... Do what you want. I'm an accelerationist. We can just push this shit so far it goes off the rails and some other country takes over. Maybe they'll do a better job. Family is dead. Marriage is dead. No one wants kids. Look at the birth rate totals. It's all going to hell. So by all means, just continue your craziness with your crazy kids and continue to push this shit in the full collapse mode. Have fun and enjoy the decline. That's what I told her. That's exactly what I said to her.
It wasn't Dirty Dan, it was, I think it was Manic that said, yeah, it was Manic. They're trading news like Pokemon cards, and you can imagine how bad that is.
No, I heard it from a woman. I heard it from a woman more recently. Yesterday, I heard it from a woman. I said no.
So, does that mean that the minors are, trading nudes of each other?
Yes.
Them on the sex offender registry?
Absolutely! Yes, by all means, that is
on the sex offender registry. That just sounds messed up to me.
Yes, but if you are a male and you receive, the women usually don't get punished, but the men, the young men do.
Women are never held accountable for anything.
Yeah, the young men do, and even, okay, long story, but I guess it doesn't matter now, but long story short, basically TFM and I talked to this, we're talking to this one guy who was like, I got these pictures of these girls on my phone, and they're nude, and they're like, you're in high school, he's like, I'm in high school, and TFM's like, delete that shit. He's like, get that shit off your phone, but they're really hot pictures, delete them, get them off your phone. He's like,
it's a liability.
Yes. He's like, no, not everyone needs to be validated, which is the problem with our society now. You give too many people a voice and they never shut up. They start demanding insane things like the pedo apologist, MAPS, and others. You get drag queen story hours in school, and you wonder why some of these drag queens actually harm children. You get children on OnlyFans or Pornhub looking at stuff they don't barely even understand. You have teachers in Tennessee. Oh,
that's just been around for so long.
Yeah, you have teachers in Tennessee talking about how toddlers touch themselves, so they should be taught to masturbate. You get shit like Desmond is amazing, which is pretty much child grooming. Long gone are the days when I had a childhood. It seems like the world has become so fucked that no kid gets to have one. I'm so fucking thankful I never had kids, because this is not the kind of proper environment to raise them in. I'm far from religious, and I love degenerate adult stuff myself, but when it comes to children, you can miss me on that. Some of these people need done to them what Spawn did to Billy Kincaid. And if you don't know that reference, you will when I post Spawn Volume 1 this week.
You're talking about the ice cream man.
Yes, I am.
Which I hope when Talbert Warren makes an ice cream man, because he is the most craziest Spawn villain.
Oh,
because he's the most realist.
Yes,
has
he
Spawn
is.
Spawn gone woke yet? Did he go woke yet?
No. No, no Spawn is like 300 and some comics.
No wokeness, finally.
You may not. Okay, to be absolutely fair.
But it goes with the story, though.
To be absolutely fair, it was a progressive comic, but progressive old style progressive. However, you're not going to agree with some of the things that Spawn talks about. But in the, I'm just talking about from issues 1-6. You know issues 1-6 pretty well, Neo, about, you know, there's that one situation where...
I know issues 1-300.
Very well. I know. I'm at issue 6. I'm reading it for the first time, really.
Dude,
so
it takes like issue 12, it kicks into overdrive.
Oh, I can't wait, because I've got 20 volumes of the classic ones, and then of course I have the other ones. Humble pretty much had them all.
So Spawn was more progressive than anything, because
yes,
how many people actually fully know what Spawn is?
Talking actual progressive, we're not talking the regressives of today.
He was one of the first fully black.
Characters.
Yes. Ultra violent main characters.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And
granted, there is a white Spawn dude, but he's more of the primal Spawn.
Yeah.
Each Spawn is different. Yes, Spawn can be anything. But there is so a white dude Spawn at one point, and he's kind of like Al, but he's more primal.
Okay, I'm curious about that. That sounds interesting. But,
yes, but there's a thing, though. If two Spawns meet, one Spawn will kill the other Spawn. Spoiler alert, Al always kills them.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure. But what I'm saying here, okay, issues 1-6, basically, in the first, like, maybe 2 or 3 issues, there's one where there is a receptionist, and basically he says some things. He says, I'm married, I've got to get my husband his dinner. And, of course, the old man tries to get on to her. And Spawn jumps in, and he says, hey, you had an affair. And he says, he basically forces him. He says, you need to pay your child support. And then after that, he says to him, He says, and if you ever touch another hand on that receptionist or that your secretary again, he basically said, yeah, he's going to tear him off. So, okay, now the child support thing, you know how that can affect men. However, this guy is a dude that, like, a rich, like, sleazy guy that had an affair, and he's pretty much an asshole, and he's a, we used to use the term womanizer back in the day. So, he's actually an asshole. Like, he didn't pay... I mean, he had this, I don't know what he did. I don't know. It's an affair. It was an affair situation. There's actually two situations where they talk about an affair, because the girl that Billy Kincaid murdered was actually the daughter of a senator who, you find out had an affair. So. And of course, Spawn, just like in the Super Nintendo game, like, which I'm really familiar with, basically, Spawn, he's all about protecting children because of Wanda's little girl. So he wants to make sure that he's a protector of children. And, he wants to make sure that all kids are, you know, protected from maniacs. And that's why we fought Billy Kincaid. I was surprised that Overkill damn near got him, though. I was reading that Overkill, he's like, oh, shit.
But Overkill is so powerful.
Yeah. He's really powerful. I mean, he just comes right through the fucking door. He's like...
Wait till you get to the angels and God.
Well, I know. I do want to see... I do want to see... what the hell is his name? The anti-spawn. The, Ice Earth did a song about him called The Hunter. But I can't remember his name. But he was basically,
I've heard that. I know that song. That was a chick, right?
No, this is a character. No. This is, I can't remember his name. But he was basically the guy that, like, was said, was it Vindicator?
Yeah, Violator.
No. Not Violator. Vindicator. The one from Heaven.
Sorry, I don't know why I thought Violator.
The one from Heaven. The anti-spawn.
Oh, yeah. I knew you.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see that fight. I haven't seen that. And you know what also I haven't seen? But I have...
The Redeemer.
Redeemer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see him. And another... another one I want to see is... well, I know they did the HBO series... And I've got, I think I downloaded three of those off of YouTube. There was like the movie form.
So, by the way, it's on HBO Max, that series.
Oh, it is?
It's on with all the openings of Todd McFarlane announcing them in the order it actually played. It's set up episodic.
Oh, man. I gotta see if I can find those. I'm gonna have to get them. But I'd like to have that in, like, a Blu-ray or something like that format. That would be great, because I know they only have DVD. Like, that's the
only...
They
have it on DVD and VHS tape.
Yeah, I know, but they need to have, like, a Blu-ray if they're putting it on HBO Max.
Might be able to find it on Archive.
You might be.
I was taken down off of Archive when it was put on HBO.
Oh.
I'll bet.
Usually if that stuff gets put on HBO or stuff like that, it gets removed from Archive.
Yeah. Because they removed Hurricanger. I was able to get... I was just about to get it, and they removed Hurricanger. I had to go get it from another place. I had to get... Well, no, I still got it. It just took me a while. I was so glad they had Go Ranger, though. Oh, my God. Go Ranger is great. It's really good. It's good. It's Spy Rangers. It's basically 70s Spy Rangers. It's really good. I like it. 84 episodes, though. I mean, and you know what's crazy? The villains, because they don't really have a lot of, you know, it's the 70s, so they're not doing a lot of technology and stuff. Basically, they're riding trucks and stuff like that. Like, you'll see them on Jeeps, and you'll see them driving semis and stuff like that. Like, the villains are actually driving vehicles to get to place, which is fairly interesting. Yeah, they'll be on boats and stuff like that. Yeah,
I think this is it, man. Hold on.
Yeah, it's... But no, I'm going to start doing that one. If people like the Spawn, I'll keep doing Spawn. But if not, I'll do Witchblade. And I even offered people, I'm like, hey, we can do Savage Dragon. Because they advertised Savage Dragon. I think they gave me the complete Savage Dragon, so I can do those. They offered me...
There was a Savage Dragon TV show.
Yeah, I remember that.
Savage Dragon, good too.
Yeah, I gotta read those. Yeah, they're probably good. I'll check them out. There's a lot of these indie comics I'm getting too. I mean, I'm not... I know a lot of people are switching to manga, but I'm not done with indie comics yet because I still think there's some good stuff out there. And there's labels like Marcosia that still... Like, they did a bundle on Groupies and they released, like, I don't know how many comics. I think it's... And these are volumes of comics. These are not issues. So,
another good comic, if you like Spawn, read The Dark.
The Darkness?
The Darkness.
Yeah, I've got those. So I may go into those when I do the Witchblade stuff. I'm not sure, but I may go into those when I do the Witchblade stuff, because I know I'm going to do the Witchblade, depending on if people like it. I mean, it depends. I do want to do a classic comic corner, but I'm going to try to stay away from, like, Batman and stuff like that, you know. I mean, there's good stuff, but I don't want to do that. I want to do a focus on classic comics that maybe, like... not everybody has heard of, or are lesser known.
So, Alan Moore, besides doing Watchmen, did a really good scientist called Tom Strong.
Oh, yes, Tom Strong. I've read all of them.
So Tom Strong is like, think of Iron Man mixed with Captain America's strength.
Well, that's he was actually, remember, in America's Best Comics, I've read every single America's Best Comic. Basically... they're considered not superheroes, they're considered science heroes. And also, I would not consider... I think that Tom Strong is Alan Moore's Superman. That's how I've always considered Tom Strong, is Alan Moore's Superman. Instead of being a superhero with flies,
well,
Tom...
it's because Alan Moore wanted to do Superman.
Yeah, I know he did. And he got, well, I mean, he did do one Superman, did The Man Who Has Everything.
No, he did What Happened to the Man of Tomorrow.
Well, he also did for The Man Who Has Everything.
Yeah, but more people know him for What Happened to the Man of Tomorrow.
I still need to read that.
Spoiler alert, I know it's a very, like, it's Superman. It feels like, it's Superman. Read What Happened to the Man of Tomorrow. It is a really good Superman story about what if Superman just couldn't be Superman.
Wow. See, that would be... Man, that sounds great. I probably need to read that. I haven't read that yet, but...
So, it's a imagination story. Because it is also the final tale of the Silver Age.
I didn't know that.
Because directly after this, they reboot with Crisis.
Okay, Crisis on Infinite Worlds, right. Okay, yeah, so that sounds really cool. I'll have to check those out.
It's a great way to send off Silver Age Superman.
Yeah.
So if you guys want, like, the Superman that you guys know, like, if you ever seen the little cartoons, not the 90s one, but the old Filmation cartoons and stuff, you would read What Happened to the Man of Tomorrow. It's a great send-off to that.
Okay, cool, because I remember that. I remember the Superman show in the 90s.
That Superman show in the 90s was very experimental on how to actually make Superman on television. Because this was before Smallville. This is before anything. There wasn't, besides the Superman cartoons... Early days where Superman just shot lasers and punched two scenes, they had to go, how would we actually define Superman? And they took more, like, experiments with that show than they did with Batman the Animated Series.
Wow.
Because it's Superman. It's dude that can literally do anything.
Right. Right.
Right.
Well, I don't know. That looks interesting. But I will definitely check that out. And I know that they did another one. They did Justice League Unlimited, which is probably the last great series after the Batman Superman.
Justice League Unlimited. The reason it's called Unlimited, it was supposed to be the next season of Justice League, and they thought they were getting canceled. And then I know we're coming back, but they had done ended the show, so they're like, Justice League Unlimited.
Wow. But I heard it was, because I know they adapted For the Man Who Has Everything, and I think it was a very good adaptation.
So, Outsiders, mm-hmm. which is Young Justice.
Yeah.
Young Justice is a good show. If you know what Young Justice is. If you don't, you literally think this is Teen Titans Gone.
Right.
But it's a really good show. There was a good animated movie, Justice League Dark.
Oh, yeah, I know. I have it.
Which is great because it puts Batman in his place.
Yeah. Yeah, I like, you know, it's weird. Everybody was like, why is Batman in this? Because, you know, Batman was never part of Justice League Dark comics or anything. I've got them all.
So, for anyone that doesn't know, there's a scene where Zatanna, Constantine just go into a portal. They can go into the portal because they're magic. Batman cannot. So Batman looks at the portal and just sighs. The sigh of, man, I wish I could go in there. Just...
It's like, well...
Batman gets cucked for the entire fucking movie.
Wow.
Yeah. If you have not seen Justice League Dark, definitely watch it. It's good. Justice League
Dark. Just to see it, because it's the first time Batman got fully cucked.
Oh, yeah. But that whole Justice League Dark is really good as far as the comic series.
You know what that was supposed to be? A live action.
A live action Justice League Dark?
And Matt Ryan was supposed to play Constantine.
Yeah, I know. I know, and that should have happened. Instead, we're getting a Keanu Reeves Constantine 2.
He looks like Constantine. He looks like Constantine.
Yes, and it's so crazy. And the Constantine series was fucking amazing. It was...
Dude, the first episode where literally the demon comes and he just sets his hands on fire. He catches that demon in the fucking circle. And then they show literally the devil.
And that's definitely... And then that's an actual comic adaptation. Like, they actually adapted the comic.
Like, the first three seasons of Lucifer is really good, too, because they're adaptations of the comic.
Very loosely. I've read all of Lucifer.
But Lucifer's not a good comic. There's not a lot to adapt.
You know, there's really not... Oh, I think it's a great comic, but it's not about him being a detective.
So Lucifer is now officially part of the officially canon DC Universe.
Yeah, because they're doing Sandman. Sandman, you know what? I got mixed feelings on Sandman, but I think Sandman's going to be great. I know, I still think that Neil Gaiman's going to pull off Sandman.
Well, even Sandman, like the show that's coming out, they're talking about...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They made a comic that, like, he could shapeshift, like, in the first couple of issues. They said, literally, Lucifer could appear as a man or woman depending on what he feels would be best to talk to you.
Yeah, see, I'm going to watch it with an open mind because, you know, Gaiman specifically had input. Like, he had more than just input on this thing. He really built this damn world this time around. So, I'm hoping it comes out good.
The shitty part is, if it's a really good show, there's still going to be some...
You're cutting out on me. It must be that thing again.
It's that Spectrum. Okay. Never supply for internet connection. Yeah, never supply from Spectrum. Basically wrecked them. So if it's a good show, then yes, everyone will love it, especially if it holds true to the comic, especially the diner.
Yeah, the diner.
Part of the comic. Mm-hmm. That's going to be deadly. But if it is good, there'll still be people that say it's woke, because it's on Netflix. Nothing can be good on Netflix. We stand to say that there is things good on Netflix, like Squid Game and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. See, that's the problem, because there are definitely good things on Netflix. There was stuff on... I watched that heavy metal movie they came out with, the Metal Lords movie. It wasn't woke at all. Like, I'm like, okay,
there,
that's...
There was a movie that was kind of woke, but it was the funny shit.
Drax said, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
It had that movie wouldn't have been murdered brutally, so...
Yeah that movie wouldn't have been made without Netflix.
Yeah, see, I can't think... I mean, not everything on Netflix. There's a lot of anime on there that's not woke. I know you don't like anime that much, but there's a lot of that on there that's not woke. There's a lot of shit on there that's not woke. They have old shows on there that aren't woke. It's not just all, you know... I mean, everybody looks at Netflix and they're like, oh, yeah. I mean, are there a lot of woke shows on Netflix? Yes.
I mean, for fuck's sake, they let the Trailer Park Boys to be on there.
The what?
The Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's not the wokest shit in the world.
Right. I know it. I mean, it's... They just... I don't know. There's a point to where, you know, not everything is going to be woke. I mean, yes, there are definitely woke shit. I think there's more woke shit on regular television now than there is on...
There's a kind of anime came out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's semi-woke shit. It is still probably the funnest, weirdest fucking movie I've seen, because it reminds me so much of heavy metal, of just the weirdness to it. I think it was like the founding of America or something.
Oh! Yeah, I got that. I have that. I have not watched it yet. But yeah, the founding of America, yes.
It's a fucking weird ass, it's a fun fucking movie.
Oh man, I bet it's great. I gotta watch that.
Yeah, it's just a fun movie. It's
like Team America.
It's okay to just have, it's kind of, but it's a movie. If it makes you fucking laugh like a motherfucker, then I think it's doing its job.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what Aqua Teen Hunger Force did. Aqua Teen Hunger Force was fucking out there, and it made you laugh your ass off. And that's, you know, and that's the kind of shit we do need.
Till the ending. The ending. Actually, what?
What?
And they
fucked them.
Yeah, so Aqua Teen Hunger Force, what killed the ending of that was they showed the finale, but they forgot to put one episode before it.
Wow.
So they showed the finale, then a normal episode, so it left people going, wait, is this the end? Yeah.
Oh.
But it's okay. Hey, Venture Brothers may be coming back with HBO.
I never got into that much, but I know that TFM was big into it. He would always talk about, he says, I don't want a robot to sound like Dr. Girlfriend. If he gets a robot, he said, I don't want it to sound like Dr. Girlfriend.
Oh, come on, you know you want just the God Girlfriend voice of A.
He's like, if I get his...
It's a really good tribute to, like, Johnny Quest and all the Hanna-Barbera.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll go back and look at... There's so many things I have to go back and look at, and all these shows.
They have a tribute to Doctor Strange. That just...
Mm-hmm. Well, we're getting Doctor Fate, and I don't even know much about Doctor Fate, but I know they're finally
getting... Doctor Fate is, like, what if you were to take Doctor Strange... But make him a goddamn fucking genius. That's Doctor Strange. Yeah, I mean Doctor Fate.
Okay.
Doctor Strange. I thought Doctor Strange was supposed to be a genius.
To a certain degree, he knows magic and he's a doctor. Remember that. Dr. Fate, on the other hand, knows fucking everything.
Oh, okay.
He knows fucking everything. He knows everything that will happen.
Hmm.
He knows what to do to make the shit happen. I'm still waiting for the inevitable, like, Teen Titans live-action movie, if they ever do that.
Well, they've already done, like, you know, the series. It's very successful. See, that's what my co-host watches. DP watches the series all the time. He's like, oh, Titans is so good. I watch Doom Patrol, though. I like Doom Patrol. I think they've done a great job.
Titans, the first season was, man. And then it just picked up and said, fuck you, this is Teen Titans. And it was like, oh, shit, this is actually pretty good.
I heard they're putting Joker in it now, or they already did, or...
They are.
Yeah. They need to. They need to put some actual villains in there. And then, of course, he keeps trying to say, well, you know, I want to watch Gotham. And I'm like, dude, Gotham is fucking long as hell, though. I mean, I heard it was okay, but I don't know if it's...
I mean... I don't want to say something on...
Oh, yeah.
On that, because the final episode that had Joker in it was titled Razzlerus.
Okay.
And it also introduced Red Hood.
Oh, it did.
Yeah. So, maybe the Joker's coming back in a way that he came in a comic for many years.
Well, we need to have a Red Hood villain actually introduced in the live-action series in some way. It would be great.
But also, like, the Joker from the Lazarus Pit is a very insane Joker.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. Well, you know, we haven't really even had a Ra's... Did we have... Yeah, we did. We did have a Ra's al Ghul movie. That was Batman Begins.
Yeah, Ra's al Ghul was in
Batman Begins.
That one and, what's that ever live-action show? Heroes of Tomorrow or whatever.
Oh, yeah, but that's all the CW-verse, and that's so much stuff to get through. I know that Arrow started it, but...
I left Legion of Tomorrow, whatever, when, like, two seasons were dedicated to literary Vandal Savage.
Hmm. Not even familiar with that particular character.
Vandal Savage is the dude that lives forever. That's his thing. He lives forever.
Wow. Because I know that they were...
I mean, to be fair, they just have announced that Booster Gold's in the series.
Hmm.
About damn fucking time.
Well, like I said, I mean, it's good to see all these heroes getting their day. I mean, of course, they keep saying that hero fatigue is a thing that can actually happen if we get, you know, too much, superhero stuff. I've always loved superhero stuff in comics. That's why I decided to do the whole comic corner. But I noticed that, you know, there's a lot of people that cover, like, the regular superhero comic, Batman, stuff like that. So I said I want to cover stuff that maybe is more out there, a little different. I'm not going to do, like, Alan Moore's stuff. Like, I don't want to go through all the Promethea and all the, because I own all the Promethea comics, by the way. I've got every single one of them in paperback. I've got the collected editions of all those. But no, that one, and I guess I could kind of do Tom Strong. But, you know, again, this is woke stuff. Well, it's not woke, it's progressive. That's the hard thing about it. Like, a lot of people don't understand, you know. Even though Alan Moore himself has gotten a little woke with some of the things he said. You know, because Alan Moore actually said a quote in an interview.
Yeah.
And this interview quote is basically he doesn't like the idea of the superhero movies because he says it perpetuates the white race and white nationalists, something like that, of the that's what he was saying. He said basically he was equating it to Nazism, and I was very surprised by those words, but he stands true to them. So, I mean, I don't know what. And no, the white. He said the master race. Said the white master race. Said the white master race is exactly what he said. You can look up the BBC interview he did, because he did a series of basically where they just asked. They basically took an interview and broke it up into parts, and he did it for the BBC where they asked him a bunch of different questions, and he says it perpetuates the white master race. And I was like, what? This is what Alan Moore is saying, though. Literally comes out of his mouth. And I'm like, well, shit. You know, maybe he's changed a lot in his old age. Or maybe he was in during a different time. It was a very progressive time back in the 70s. You know, the free love era and all that kind of stuff. So maybe that kind of thinking was just very popular. I mean, also, to be around... just shortly after World War II, when Hitler was a big threat and all that kind of stuff, and seeing the white nationalists and all that kind of stuff, that probably does change your mind and your level of thinking. However, I can understand that, but what I can't understand is the people that are on the left today that don't even have the experience of living around those times, that don't even understand what that shit was like. And so, oh, well, this is like the white... No. Now, Short Fat Otaku did a very good video. He did something called he talked about something called lingering racism. Now, however, lingering racism isn't the fault of anybody living today. It's just the after effects of, like, Jim Crow. I mean, we don't have any point in it. Basically, okay, lingering racism is pretty simple. It's basically saying, okay, you have a generation of wealth, like... maybe they're a white family, and some of white families have generations of wealth because they were able to gain wealth earlier, you know, because, you know, before, well, the slavery and all that stuff was going on, obviously black people, you know, weren't allowed to gain wealth and things like that. But, and then of course, but he's saying that basically they had time to gain wealth, and they could have these great big, you know, companies and things that they passed on to their families and stuff like that. So they were able to generate wealth. So basically what happens is black people can do that now, but but white folks got a head start. So black folks have to take just a little longer to gain the kind of wealth that white people already had back in the day. And that's what's called lingering racism. That doesn't mean, you know, they're trying to blame people for that, but Short Fat Otaku says you can't, because there's nobody in the world alive today that's responsible for lingering race. It doesn't exist, because Jon Stewart did a show. This is what his... we were going to talk about this tonight. Jon Stewart has a show now. He has a talk show. And basically...
He's back to a talk show.
But basically, he decided to... And this is funny, because Short Fat Otaku actually posted something he had said years ago about this kind of thing and how, you know, about racism and all that. And then they went back and they showed him doing the recent show, that, you know, the interview that he did recently, where he says the exact same things that he was saying were wrong in the first place. Like, basically, years ago, he was saying, oh, this stuff was wrong, it's bad. But now he's saying those things today that he said was wrong years ago. So that's the problem. Yes. You should definitely watch the Short Fat Otaku video with Jon Stewart's Closet Racism. And
you know what?
I'm surprised to see this, because Jon Stewart I used to watch all the time. And and they had this woman. This woman... is basically she does something, race to diners or something. Something race, but she does basically where, basically this is an article he did where these white women pay thousands of dollars to be basically told how horrible they are by black women. This is a real fucking thing, folks. This is a real thing. It's called Race to Dinner or something, but basically...
Also.
Yeah, they basically have...
I have a hot take, or if it's possibly a hot take.
Okay.
You know what? If someone's woke, I don't really care as long as it's not translated, if that's not being reflected in their work.
Right. 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 Well, see, like well, keep in mind, a woke show. Watchmen. Watchmen got canceled. And I'm not talking about Watchmen the movie. I'm talking about Watchmen the series.
Oh, yeah, they just tried to make a show. HBO Max, right?
Yeah.
Just HBO.
Yeah, Neo, I don't know if you saw the Watchmen show, but...
I did. The first two episodes were good. And then it just went into it. Like, it had a premise where it could have been okay.
And it just...
And then they just ruined it, and that's why it got canceled.
Yeah.
The shitty part is, Alan Moore probably would have liked the show, because Alan Moore has went crazy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, Alan Moore would have liked
it. They think Alan look at the show and go, this is really nice.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I mean, Alan Moore did put out a movie. I have it, but I haven't watched it. It's supposed to be... It's a little different. It's called, like, the show, I think. I've got it.
The Watchmen movie?
No, Alan Moore put out a movie.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I haven't seen it yet, but I have it. It's something like the show.
He's still alive.
I mean, if you consider how he's acting...
Yeah, he's very bitter these days. He wrote this big ass book called Jerusalem, which I basically can use as a doorstop.
To be fair, literally, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen made him retire from comics.
Yeah. That was the last one he
did. Well, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen movie made Sean Connery retire from acting.
You know what's funny? Had he not accepted it, Sean Connery could have got a never.
What could he have got? If he didn't accept League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, what could he have gotten?
He turned down a role.
What did he turn down?
The massive franchise made him money. He would have been able to say, you shall not pass.
He could have been Gandalf?
He could have been Gandalf.
Yeah.
Because
to be fair, Ian McKellen did do a fantastic job.
But Ian McKellen was literally Sean Connery's second.
Wow.
I'm never going to catch him.
I heard that you are the hobbit that lives in a shire. I'm Sean. Would you like some cornflakes?
Oh, man.
Wow.
They have taken the hobbits to Isengard. You shall not pass.
Wow.
Crazy.
Well, I guess I gotta kill my character. Yeah, I killed it.
Ooh.
Yeah, I killed it. Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, this is kind of hard. I hate the train level.
Ooh.
Yeah, I hate the train level. The train level sucks. Okay. Alright, where am I? I gotta go back all the way back. Yeah, I gotta back through every fucking thing. Oh! There I go. The train is leaving me. No, it's not. It's not leaving me. I can just jump up. Wow. Yeah, I'm doing things I'm not even supposed to do in this game. I'm pretty much breaking it.